can, the Lord, bring something that he's put on our heart to teach about, preach about. So I ask you to continue to preach in your prayers this morning. If you want to turn in your Bibles, we're going to be in the first chapter of Ephesians, and I'm going to read probably the first 14 verses, I think, of the first chapter of Ephesians before we try to take our thought. So, starting in the first verse, the first chapter of Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, he writes, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until redemption of purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." All right. That is a rather long passage. Thank you for bearing with us as we read that. But I want to, we're going to try with the Lord's help to unpack the majority of this in these 14 verses. But what I really want to focus on this morning is Jesus Christ. I hope that you saw that or heard that as we read how many times Paul references Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, everything he's talking about in this passage is a reference to and is a reason that Paul is enjoining them to glorify and to bless the name of Jesus Christ. And so that's what we want to set before you this morning, is the supremacy of Jesus Christ in all of this. So I guess to center our thoughts here, my lesson is going to be predestinated in Christ. Predestinated in Christ. Now, this is a passage that that word predestinated shows up in a couple of times. And I'm going to try not to focus too much on that just predestination, but I want us to understand what this is about and how that our focus needs to be on Jesus Christ. That's really what Paul is talking about. Everything is in and because of Jesus Christ. And so with that in mind, let's take a look here at what Paul says to begin with. He says, because he was the one that was chosen. He was the one that was elected before the foundation of the world. And you and I, God didn't look down from the foundation of the world and say, Nathan Chandler is going to be one of mine. How did he know? Yes, indeed, he knew. And he knew you would be one of his. But who was elected was Christ Jesus. And God chose the method by which he would
the rest of the story, and we're down to you and I. is a celestial clock. And so that we might know the times, the seasons, and keep track of things. God did all that for Adam. He made that garden and set it in. That's love. And he placed Adam there that Adam might be before him, holy and blameless. He has always wanted that.
And now we are able to fulfill. God's will shall be done. There shall be a people before him, blameless and holy in love, but only.
because he is predestinated. He's predetermined. He's determined.